Welcome to Hot Chicks with Hot Takes. My name's Kiara D'Amato.
And I'm Cabela Hendricks.
We're just two girls with too many opinions who want to watch the world burn. Hence the flames.
Oh my gosh, first ever episode of Hot Chicks with Hot Takes.
We are so excited.
We have
so
a guest excited. Here, Mariah.
Hello. Hatred of all food, so.
Nice, perfect. Because today is the food episode.
Yes.
We're going to start off strong with my absolute hate for Doritos, which is a little bit random. I know, I'll admit, I get it. I got a few reasons for this, I promise. So first of all, in doing research for this episode, I looked up so much. My search history is kind of funny now. It's like dirt on Doritos, Doritos scandal. Like I was looking for more reasons to hate it than I do. And honestly, I could not find.
Are you going to tell them about the thing that you found?
I will. That's my last thing. That's my last point on this one. Okay. First of all, to start off my hate for Doritos, if you open a bag of Doritos, it stinks up the entire room. The entire room smells like Doritos.
I disagree.
No. It is true, though, because Samantha's allergic. And so she can't be in an enclosed space with someone who opens Cool Ranch Doritos because she will have an allergic reaction to the Cool Ranch Doritos. Somebody on a bus opened it behind her. Allergic reaction.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
But like Cool Ranch Doritos are gross. Nacho cheese Doritos are the only acceptable Doritos, in my opinion. Cabela's like, none of them are.
None of them are. But yeah, okay. So that's like reason number one. Like the entire place starts smelling like the Doritos. And then, okay, they are, in my opinion, in my experience, the crunchiest chips. And I don't like the sound of that. Okay.
I hate
it. I have misophonia, which means that when I hear those sounds of people chewing, it triggers like the fight or flight in my brain and causes me to just be not okay. And Doritos are a number one like offender of this.
They're the trigger.
They're
awful. I hate it. So I started this whole like Doritos hate basically based on one day where I was like at my end with Doritos because I could not handle
it
anymore.
Okay, so you used to eat Doritos.
I used to.
Did you like them when you did eat them?
Barely. I kind of had to choke them down. If they were the last like chip in the box, that's what I would grab.
Yeah.
Okay, and now here's the last thing, all right? This is the most foul thing Doritos has ever done. In looking up dirt on Doritos, this is what I found. Doritos liquor.
Ew.
We were joking about it all day yesterday.
Liquor.
And it tastes like Doritos.
Ew.
Obviously, we are not 21 and we have not consumed alcohol. But from what the internet said, it tastes like Doritos. Who told us? Somebody was telling us that when you like puke it up. Yeah. You're like, Dorito.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it was... That was a rough find. That was a good reason to hate Doritos, because who makes a chip into a liquor?
I just really want to know what it tastes like. That has to be disgusting.
Oh, I can't imagine like liquid Doritos.
Because
like I feel like crunchiness is part of like what you agree to when you eat a chip. Like you're going to crunch it, you're going to chew it. But liquid, like it's already a mid sort of liquid.
Yeah, it's crazy. Mariah, we have you on this episode because... You are our picky eater friend, and your hot take really just surprised us.
Yeah.
Because you're from Texas, right?
No.
Oh,
so
okay.
I lived in Washington State for 8 years, and I think that this totally contributes to it. The other thing that contributes to this is my parents don't really participate in this. My dad does a little bit, but my mom doesn't really. So I don't like sweet tea. I don't really like sweet tea. I don't really like iced tea. I've just started drinking hot tea, but that's only if you pour a ridiculous amount of honey in it and if it's already flavored. Like Samantha, my roommate, has been getting me to drink peach tea, but otherwise I don't like sweet tea. I don't know why. It's the aftertaste, I think, that's really does it for me. Like, it's just gross. And I don't...
I mean, essentially, it's just like leaf water.
Exactly. And that's never appealing.
Really, leaf water is crazy.
But that's what it is.
And it's so, like, and I know so many people who like I had a kid in my high school who carried a gallon of sweet tea to school every day and just walked around with a gallon of sweet tea.
It's like the baseball guys with their gallon.
Yeah. Except sweet it's tea. Sweet tea, like that's Arizona crazy. Sweet tea. And like, they had me, like, I tried it and every time I'm just like, it's not good. Like, it's not appealing either. Like, if I want water and water.
Yeah. Have you ever tried Cane's sweet tea? Theirs is like, has a buttload of sugar.
I have.
In it.
And it's, ugh.
Still no?
It's really funny. I had Cane's sweet tea today for lunch. No.
That's all you ate for lunch?
Oh, no. Just the
sweet tea. I was like, dang, girl, we did go to, well, I've gone to Cane's twice this week, but nobody needs to
I went
know
yesterday.
That.
I got a gift card for my birthday.
Okay, so that's fair. Yeah.
Free Cane's. Period. Girl math.
Yeah. Oh, no, it definitely is. But no, yeah, I guess I didn't grow up drinking it. Like, most of my siblings don't really drink it either. I don't know if they don't like it. But, like, I've tried it recently, and I was still like, this is just wrong in my mouth. Like, it's, ugh. Oh, yeah, and then the other ones, I don't like pickles.
Oh.
Do you like cucumbers?
Yes, I do. I love cucumbers. I hate pickles.
You know what sounds so good right now? This episode's going to make me hungry, even though I just literally ate a sandwich. Like, I could just go for a nice, like, dill pickle, just straight up, like.
Oh, yeah. What a sound effect.
Just, you know, you guys know, the crunch. Like, I just want, like, yes. A nice, like, crunchy pickle.
Sounds so good.
Sorry, wow. Mariah.
I mean, honestly, I feel like I didn't like them at first, but I feel like my hatred of them only grew when Sonic released their pickle slush a couple summers ago.
Shut up.
Okay, but it would have been fine if it had been just like pickle juice, but it was an artificial like sugar pickle like... Yeah, like
I wish you could see Cabela and I's faces right now. We're absolutely disgusted.
It's sugar pickle?
Yeah, like, well, like, I say
sweet
sugar.
Pickles are a
like,
thing, but like, why would you want to pick? I get people drink pickle juice, though. Like, they're like dead serious drink pickle juice.
Uh-huh. You got issues if you're drinking straight up pickle juice.
But like, it'd be like think of like a sweet, like sweetener like you'd get in a slush.
Yeah.
Like, it's that, but it's pickles. And this thing, bright green. And every time I'd use it, you could smell it for hours after. Like, I'd go home and shower, and I would still smell like pickles the next day. And so I'm constantly, it was awful. I hated it.
This is your hot take.
This is my hot
the pickle
take.
Pickle slush at Sonic. I didn't even know that existed.
I didn't either, but I don't think that has to be a hot take. I think that's reasonable.
How many people ordered it?
It sold pretty well. Thankfully, I only worked with it for like a month because I had to come back to school. But it's not a thing anymore. Okay. So obviously, it
like,
didn't do that well.
Thing, I kind of want to go try one. just for the heck of it. Well, I guess I'll talk about mine now. All the Texans are about to hate me. I don't like Whataburger, and I think it is incredibly overrated. Like, it is a mid-restaurant. And Cabela agrees.
I do agree. I am from California, though. You know? And my loyalties are elsewhere.
Yeah. I mean, even being from Arizona, like, we have, like, maybe, like, two Whataburgers around where I live. But, like, obviously, we're still an In-N-Out type of state.
Oh, yeah. In-N-Out all the way.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I agree. In-N-Out so much better. I'm not a huge burger person
In-N-Out's
in general.
Fries are
so
gross, but yeah.
I actually disagree. Listen, hold on. It takes a very specific way of doing it, though.
Uh-oh.
So you get your little salt pack, because they don't put salt on their fries.
No, they do not.
Which that I do disagree with, I will say. You put the salt on your fries, and then you dip it in a shake. And that is, they are the best dip in a shake fries.
Okay.
The best.
Yeah. That makes sense. But yeah, so apparently, according to the internet, Whataburger is the best fast food burger in America.
No.
It's ranked higher than McDonald's and Burger King and Wendy's. But
what?
Okay, me personally, I'm a McDonald's girl all the way. I love McDonald's.
Their fries are so good.
So you get me a McDonald's like double cheeseburger, I will be happy as a clam. And they're also really cheap. I think that's the college student in me is like, oh, it's $3 for a burger at McDonald's. I'm getting McDonald's. Okay, the important thing about Whataburger, what makes them special? They're spicy ketchup. I have never tried it, but they have spicy ketchup. And so I guess it's fancy or whatever. So I don't subscribe to that way of thinking. and their patty melts. One time I said something, we're talking to our boss, and I was talking about how patty melts are stupid because it's just bread. It's not a bun. It's literally pieces of bread. Like, okay. Like, It's just bread. Like, it doesn't make sense. Why are we making a whole new name for it? It's just a burger. Like, I can make a patty melt at home and call it a burger with sandwich bread.
Isn't that just the burger when you've run out of buns?
Exactly. That's what it is. Oh. They made it like, but I mean, their bread's toasted and nice and
Texas,
stuff.
And they slapped the label Texas toast on it.
Always. Yeah. Oh,
it's just toast. And that was made in Texas.
I don't know. What makes Texas? I don't know.
See, that's the argument what makes that Texas I'm always toast different. To get on is I don't know what is okay. Texas toast?
That I think I can explain. Okay. I could so be wrong on this, but my mom like buys like frozen Texas toast.
Nice.
And it's basically like garlic bread.
Okay.
But like but it regular doesn't, bread.
Yeah. But it's like a whole lot of butter on it. And
like a lot of butter and a lot of garlic.
Yeah. Because I mean, but if like, you think of Cane's, their Texas toast is like.
So good.
Oh, it's really good. But heavenly. It's not the same
I had three
thing.
Pieces no. last night.
That's so real.
I'm going to start getting three pieces.
Talking about Whataburger, right?
Mm, yeah.
I used to work for the admissions department for their social medias. I used to run that. Don't look it up, please. Thank you.
For Whataburger?
No,
for the school.
Oh, school. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like,
has an admissions department.
How did I not know about this?
No. And we were advertising different, like, hey, for the out of state students or whatever, we were advertising the different things that were like, hey, this is just in Texas, which Whataburger is clearly not just in Texas because you're from Arizona. But we decided to go and advertise Whataburger. So I had to eat Whataburger for this, right? I made a whole video of me trying.
Oh, I remember this.
This burger. I don't even know what I ate. I think it was the patty melt. I think that's what I ate.
Probably.
And it made me want to throw up afterwards. It tasted fine. I'll say that. It tasted good, but it made me feel so sick.
I think working in the fast food industry has given me some of the weirdest experiences with food.
That's right. We were talking earlier about how you don't like chilies.
I don't really. So I used to work there and I feel like that's part of it. And like I never like got any really good like what is there that's really standoutish about chili?
I have a standout. I have okay. What is your standout about
chili?
When Chili's? I used to go to Chili's as a kid, you know you get the chips when you get there, right? I would dip mine in ranch. It was like the most delicious thing I've ever eaten in my entire life. Instead of salsa, because you normally get like chips and salsa before you eat. No, chips and ranch. Because I'm a ranch connoisseur.
Okay, but you can get good chips anywhere. You can get good chips and good ranch at a lot of places. Like, what about Chili's is standout-ish?
That's what stands out to me, okay? I don't know. It's just like,
it's just Chili's.
Chili's and Applebee's are pretty much the same thing.
Exactly.
Applebee's, okay, Applebee's is a little more ghetto. I used to work at Applebee's. Applebee's is a little more ghetto.
But like, to me, like, there's nothing like that stands out. Like Olive Garden. Like, you go to Olive Garden for a reason.
Yeah. It's
like,
a Olive Garden has restaurant.
The garlic bread.
For breadsticks, their soup is also really good. And the fact that they just put cheese on everything.
Yeah.
Like, that's why you go to Olive Garden. Yeah. But you don't go to Chili's for anything. It's just Chili's.
Also, okay, maybe it's been a little bit since I've been to Chili's, but isn't that, like, one of the most diverse menus ever? I mean, you can go there and, like
Chili's?
Get, like, a taco, and then you can also get, like, a burger.
That is very true.
I had their mozzarella sticks at the beginning of the semester. They're bricks. They're not mozzarella sticks. They're mozzarella bricks. It's, like, two mozzarella sticks, like, together. In one, it was delicious.
Okay, although I will give them the cookie whatever thing that they have with ice cream. Yes, that's good. I always really liked that when I worked there. But like, because like they've got like diverse some stuff, but it's still just it's not that, like it's just Chili's.
Let's see, they got wings, fajitas, burgers, chicken tenders, steaks and ribs, chicken and seafood, pasta, quesadillas.
It's like a jack of all trades, but a master of none.
Yeah.
That would be Chili's.
Yeah.
Like, it's a good place if you have a ton of people. Like, let's go to Chili's because you can get whatever you want. But, like, you don't go to Chili's for anything specific.
Yeah. Anyways, back to Whataburger. Because we keep straying away from this topic. Okay. I know I hate Whataburger and all, but they have onion rings.
Yeah.
I love onion rings. I haven't had the onion rings since, like, April of... this year. No, hold on. April of last year. I don't know what year it is.
She's jumping forward in time, guys.
For real.
April 2024.
I actually just time traveled back for the podcast.
Spoiler alert, it's still not great.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, but I mean, like, their onion rings, they're not a lot to talk about. They're okay. Their ranch is all right. I'm very particular about my ranch. If the ranch isn't good,
that's real. That's
I'm gonna,
real.
I'm gonna hate it. But, like, I mean, there's other fast food restaurants that have onion rings. There's Burger King. Sonic has onion rings, which I definitely didn't know about. I only get mozzarella sticks from Sonic.
Yeah, I feel like Whataburger's burgers are just, like, they just seem greasy. And, like, I don't want the grease, like, coating my insides. Like, that, to put it that way. Like,
so it's like the Little Caesars of burgers.
Yeah.
That's a really great comparison.
People would be like, McDonald's is the worst burger. I love McDonald's, okay? Let me live in peace.
Well, see, given the choice between Whataburger, In-N-Out, McDonald's, I'm going In-N-Out.
I'm going In-N-Out.
Well, yeah.
I'm going In-N-Out. In-N-Out's
pretty cheap, too. Whataburger, okay, I looked up the prices for the Whataburger burgers. It's $8.24 for a double patty. $8.
Wow.
And $6 for the single patty Whataburger.
Yeah, no college student has that kind of money. We got a budget like a week for that.
Yeah, I'm a Whataburger hater. I don't, and everybody's like, you don't like Whataburger? Yeah, I don't. Okay, sue me.
See, and the other crazy hot take that I've heard, and this is not a personal hot take, this is just one that I've heard. My choir director in high school, he didn't like Canes.
How do you not like Canes?
And that so,
it wasn't
necessarily that he didn't like it, but his basic whole thing was, is Canes really isn't that good because, like, their sauce is phenomenal. Like, I love Canes sauce. But
I want the whole cup of it. I just discovered it's $5.99. Yeah. Thanks, TikTok. I'm like, for real? I would drink the Canes sauce.
That sounds so good.
But no, his whole thing was, is if you need sauce to make chicken that good, is the chicken
but
even
the,
good?
But the chicken is the good. Chicken the chicken's good. Like, it's nice and moist. Sorry. I had to say it. But, like, their fries are good. They're not too crispy. They're just soggy enough where it's like, that's a good fry. And that's, like, obviously eating it fresh off, like, as soon as you get it.
Okay, but I don't know about every other Canes. The one here is so fast. We ordered the other
Except
day.
Except for their drive-thru.
That is true. The drive-thru sucks. But inside, I hadn't even finished filling my cup up. Like, I was getting my soda, and they called my name, and
that's
I was like, hold up.
That was the other day. I was like, I just ordered my food. How is it ready already?
I was like,
but
calm
I also
down.
Go through the drive-thru every time, so I can't do that now because my car window doesn't work.
here's my hot take. I will pick Canes over Chick-fil-A every time. Every single time. And that's especially a hot take for our lovely Christian university here because they love Chick-fil-A. And that's fine. I will, like, after, for those that don't go to our school, after we have chapel every
Wednesday and Friday,
they have Chick-fil-A ready for us so we can go get Chick-fil-A. And hey, I'll eat it. It's fine. It's good. My problem is that it's not crispy chicken.
Mm, yeah.
It's soggy breaded chicken.
I heard somebody's argument the other day and they were like, Chick-fil-A is more than just chicken tenders. Like, they've got sandwiches, they've got nuggets, they've got chicken tenders, they have salads, they have the whole shebang. But, like, I just want my chicken tenders from Canes.
See, and, like, if I'm with Cabela on this one, though, like, sometimes I'd pick Canes over it. Not necessarily that I just like Canes better, but we have Chick-fil-A twice a week here.
Yeah.
And, like, that's
also
switching,
like,
it up a little.
I feel like Canes' portions are so much bigger than Chick-fil-A. I have got Chick-fil-A when I was, like, I don't know, like, 8. And, like, that the portion sizes were big. And now it's, like, you're paying $15 for, like, chicken tenders that are the size of your, like, pinky finger. Like, it's almost a nugget.
Oh,
and that's,
see,
that's what gets me.
I've actually never had Chick-fil-A chicken strips.
I've had the chicken strips a couple times, but I like the nuggets better.
I had to switch from the strips to the nuggets because the strips weren't filling enough. So I had to get, like, 15 nuggets because I'm hungry.
Also, here's the thing. I don't like chicken. Okay, I don't like chicken.
What?
But I go to Canes so much. Like, they actually made chicken in a way that I could like it.
Yeah.
But hand me, like, grilled chicken.
Oh, gross.
No,
for real.
Baked chicken. Is that a thing? I don't know. Some people bake their chicken. Don't bake your chicken.
No.
Don't rotisserie your chicken.
Okay.
Only fry it.
Rotisserie chicken, though, if you get it right, that stuff's good.
It is.
But, like, I need some, like, okay, here's the thing. If chicken is plain, I'm not eating it. Because, like, all the time, because chicken is less expensive than beef. Yeah. So at home, we always have chicken.
Yep.
Which, sorry, Mom, I don't I don't like the chicken that much. I, like, want beef. It's just so plain. But then you go to Cane's and it's like, this is the best chicken I've had in my entire life. I could live off of this.
But I think that's why I like soup so much, is if you put chicken in the soup, it's so much better than if you're just eating like chicken in the soup. I love chicken noodle. I will eat. I was literally talking about this. My last meal will be some sort of soup. I will die and my last meal will be soup. I love soup so much.
I don't like a lot of soups. Like tortilla soup? Gross.
That sounds gross.
It's gross. You know what also is disgusting? Potato soup.
Okay, I don't like potato that much. I don't like potato. I've heard the potato here is really good. I've heard only good things about it. I don't.
At school?
Yeah, here. Somebody told me their potato soup was really good.
Nuh-uh.
I don't like potato soup. Not really. Chicken noodle? All the way.
Yeah.
Here's my problem with potatoes in soup is that usually there's too big of a chunk of potato.
And so they're wet and soggy.
Oh, I don't have that problem. I don't have that texture problem with it. But like, it's too big of a chunk of potato in there. So when you bite down, you're only tasting potato. Those, you don't taste the rest of the soup. You were literally only eating potato at that point. And I didn't sign up for a potato.
Unless
I signed
you
up
eat
for soup.
Like gnocchi. Gnocchi is the only kind of, because it's not like quite potato, but it's potato based. Yeah. I had chicken and gnocchi for lunch today. It was really good.
Olive Garden.
Yeah. I ate three bowls. And then when my actual food came out, I was like, well, dinner.
Oh my gosh. Well, thanks, Mariah.
Oh, of course.
For being on the first episode of our podcast.
Yeah, sharing my terrible hot takes about food.
Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed everything we talked about, from the hot takes to our random sidebars about stuff. Who knows if it actually made it to the episode or not?
We'll see.
That's up to Cabela.
Who has to listen to our voices for like the next 3 hours to figure out what we were actually talking about.
Yeah, that was such good conversation, though. We're really grateful you came on the podcast.
Oh, I had a great time. I absolutely love talking. Hearing the sound of my own voice is interesting, but I love talking. And I always love talking about like things that people don't normally talk about. Like, when do you get to talk about hot takes on food?
You literally don't. Because sometimes you just say stuff like off the cuff and it's like, what?
Yeah. And then
you're like, write that down.
Yep.
But then when do you get to talk about it? So this has been great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you for being here.
Yeah. We really enjoyed this conversation.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Hot Chicks with Hot Takes. Don't forget that we drop a new episode every Monday, so make sure you're following us so you're up to date with the latest things we hate. And don't forget to download our episodes so we can beat the rest of our classmates and win a potty. We'll see you next week.
Stay hatin'.